American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 713. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 681. After she had left town, there was a notion that Cook should join her. And my, what a time they would have had with that money. So, when she thought that Mr. Candler was going to provide for her, Cook said, "Raise your figures." And she did, indeed. She lived with her husband from Friday until Sunday after all this had happened, yet carried in her heart the intention to wreck and ruin him, desert him, and destroy everything worthwhile in his life for money. I have full sympathy for anyone if there is any room for sympathy. I feel sorry for all men in the penitentiary and for those about to be hanged, but we cannot tear down the law. If we do, we become like Russia today, helpless because we have thrown law overboard, a giant at the mercy of Germany. Mrs. Hirsch's statement was a better speech than all the lawyers could make put together. We are not in her class as speakers. 2 hours, without a note. It was a wonderful mental feat, and it is a pity that she can't put her talent to better use than she has done in this case. If I were in Hirsch's position, I would do exactly as he would. Fold my tent like the Arabs and silently steal away. I am sorry for Hirsch, for the man she has ruined and disgraced and made a laughingstock of before his friends. I don't care if the judge puts her on probation like the Humphreys woman, but I do want the jury to find the true verdict and not to sanction the defendant's crime in order to stamp out this monster of blackmail for the sake of ourselves, our wives, and the future of our race. Let us hold high the standard of our womanhood and let other cities say that Atlanta has the brave and proper idea for handling such cases. I don't care a bit what her two able lawyers will say. Solicitor Boykin can answer them. I am relying on you. I know man's weakness when a woman is tried, but some of the greatest criminals in history have been women. Lucretia Borgia was the most famous of murderers. Mrs. Guinness of Indiana murdered scores, and it was a queen who instigated. Note, the text seems to be a historical or fictional narrative, and some context may be missing. If this is part of a larger work, additional context might be necessary for a complete understanding.